It's been more than 4 months now since Massachusetts allowed pot shops to reopen after many businesses were shut down in the coronavirus outbreak. Recreational marijuana retailers say since business has come back, but challenges remain. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka reports.
Boston's long-awaited first pot shop, Pure Oasis, was open for just 2 weeks when it was forced to shut down due to the coronavirus outbreak. That was back in March. And then co-owner Kobe Evans was disappointed, to say the least.
It's very tough, you know, but I mean, there's daylight, you know, hopefully, you know, only lasts a couple of weeks and then, you know, we can be back on track.
The shutdown ended up lasting 2 months for pot shops. Pure Oasis reopened in May, and Evan says things are going well.
Overall, we are doing good business. We're happy.
Since Pure Oasis opened just before the shutdown, Evan says he doesn't have much to compare his current sales to, but he sees a few hundred customers a day who come from all over the city. And Evan says he's still on track with his long-term goal of opening more locations.
With businesses, you know, unfortunately not being able to survive, there is more retail space available. So unfortunately, that's a silver lining for us. But, you know, it didn't work out for some people, but it makes it a little easier for us.
The state's marijuana businesses have generated more than $270 million in sales since reopening 4 months ago. That's a bit more than in the 4 months prior to the shutdown. Of course, there are more pot shops open now, and businesses say there's a lot of pent-up demand for cannabis.
We're seeing more and more and more people turn to cannabis for relief, for symptom relief and management, for stress relief, you know, during these crazy COVID times.
Amanda Rossitano is the president of New England Treatment Access. She says the company is seeing a steady clip of customers at its locations in Brookline and Northampton. But business isn't back to where it was before the shutdown.
Business is still down to some extent just by the very nature of the COVID crisis. So we are, you know, we're restricted in terms of how many people we can have in our store at one point in time. So that's made it difficult to really be able to serve all the folks that need this medicine.
The state's emerging cannabis industry also faces another challenge, product shortage. David Teresi of the Commonwealth Dispensary Association says that's due to a backlog in testing.
The biggest issue remains the turnaround times on testing. And we still only have two labs in the state. And we're having turnaround times of up to, you know, 3 or 4 weeks now. And that is a huge issue.
Teresi says Massachusetts also has higher prices for marijuana than other states where it's legal. And many people are still buying from the illicit market.
So having more stores, having lower prices are still the goals that we want as well. More competition is good for the industry.
One thing that has been good for some in the industry was the surge in people getting medical marijuana cards early in the pandemic when recreational pot shops were closed.
That was huge. It was huge. It was huge.
Ellen Rosenfeld is the president of ComCan, which sells recreational and medical marijuana.
And people took advantage and they got their medical cards. And it saved us. I can't say more than that. It saved us.
ComCan has locations in Millis and Southborough. Rosenfeld says her sales are back to where they were before the pandemic. And that's largely due to medical marijuana sales, which now make up a bigger chunk of her business.
So those increased sales really carried us through those 2 months and allowed us to continue building out the second phase of our cultivation facility. It really funded that second phase, which blew my mind.
More people were able to get medical marijuana cards because the Cannabis Control Commission made it easier to do so. Early in the pandemic, the commission allowed medical providers to certify new patients using telehealth. The commission also allowed pot shops to do curbside pickup, which some businesses continue to rely on now. And both of these things may have staying power, according to the commission's executive director, Sean Collins.
I think the use of telehealth is something that Massachusetts has a really strong history of. And now fitting into this cannabis space, I think there's definitely some long-term viability with that. And then I think the use of curbside pickup certainly has some long-term viability.
That's likely welcome news as the pandemic stretches on and continues to impact consumer habits and retailers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.